Good morning. Finally back home. I have the house to myself. And of course, I woke up very, very horny this morning. And my pussy is very fucking wet. I'm just teasing myself right now with my fingers. Spreading my lips. And using my own wetness, my own juices. To keep myself nice and slippery. While I run my fingers over and around my clit. And I decided I just want to come a bunch. And I want you to listen. I want you to take your cock out and come with me. Because I love being a good little slut. And coming for you and having you come with me. So please, please take your cock out and stroke it for me. Oh, I wish you could feel how wet I am. Come on. Feels so good to just circle my clit. I could come so fucking quick. Holy shit. I'm gonna slide a finger inside of myself first. I don't know what it is. I just love that feeling of like, I haven't been fucked recently. I haven't even fingered myself in a couple days. So I feel really fucking tight. And just one finger. Just one. Oh, feels good. I just love having something inside of me. Even if it's just a finger, or a couple fingers, or a toy, or a nice big cock. I just love being filled and stretched and fucked. I'm gonna come soon. I'm gonna come just from fingering my own little pussy. Oh my god. I wanna come for you. Fuck. Oh yes. Yes. Oh god. That felt really good. Oh fuck. Back to just running my fingers between my lips. Feeling the feeling how sensitive my clit is. Massaging it. My good boy. Oh, I wish you were here with me. Just laying on my back, naked. With my legs spread nice and wide. Oh, you could get between them. You could crawl up between my legs. Oh, and I get all hold myself open for you. And then you could take your tongue and just lick up my slit. I want you to taste me. I want you to lick up all my juices, my cum, and taste what my fucking pussy tastes like. It tastes good. Oh, God. Shit. You'd be such a good boy, wouldn't you? On your hands and knees between my legs. Maybe you could just lay right down. Unwrap your arms around my thighs and pull me closer. Just assault my fucking cunt with your tongue and your lips. Mommy likes having her pussy eaten. I like my good boy between my legs. Licking and kissing and sucking. All to make mommy feel good. God, fuck. I think I need a second finger. Shit. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Mommy's gonna come again. Mommy wants to come on your mouth, baby. Be a good boy and drink up all of mommy's cum, okay? Be a good boy and lick it all up. Yes, fuck. Fuck. Everything is so sensitive. Shit. Funny. No matter what, even when I just start a ramble fap as cat, I always end up being mommy again. Loving, kind of dominant mommy. Just seems to be where I'm the most comfortable. What turns me on the most. Fuck. Even if it's not intentional, even if I told myself I don't have a story in my mind, so I'm just gonna fucking touch myself and talk to you, I always end up mommy again. Mommy using her son, using his fucking face and mouth to make my pussy come. Or mommy spreading her legs and letting my son watch me touch myself. My son, how to touch me. It's always fucking something, isn't it? Fuck. Oh, I wish you could see or feel how fucking hard my nipples are. Oh, how creamy and wet my pussy is. I like when they get sucked. I like having a man's mouth or a woman's mouth on them, licking and sucking and gently nibbling on them. fuck. That reminds me, like, a couple years ago, this girl Jess and I used to hook up. She was so fucking good with my tits. She had huge tits herself. I think they were double F. Fucking massive. Mine are like a... Okay, well, technically, I think they're like a D cup, but you would be surprised at how those measurements are made, because they don't look like a D. Generally, they fit into like a B or even an A sometimes. They're just nice, perky little handfuls of tits. Anyway, Jess was really fucking good with my tits. Oh, really good with them. She would suck on my nipples and then flick them with her tongue and squeeze my tits and pull her mouth away from my nipples and make me want more. Oh, she'd make me beg for her to put her mouth back on them. And then she would suck on them like she was nursing from me. Oh, just this rhythmic sucking. Pawing at my tits and squeezing them like she was gonna get something out of them. Fucking, it turned me on to imagine I was breastfeeding her. To imagine she was drinking milk from me. Oh, yeah, fuck, I really, really liked playing with her. She would suck on them and she would reach between my legs. She would pet and stroke my pussy. She was definitely the more experienced of the two of us. And I would just kind of follow her lead. I have my toy here. My dildo. I would just lay back and follow her lead. Let her do whatever she wanted to me. Because I was flattered by her crush on me. I was turned on by the fact that she wanted to sneak away from her girlfriend to hook up with me. Oh my god, please don't judge me for that. We ended up having a threesome, all three of us, so it was fine. But Jess and I hooked up quite a few times first when Emma didn't know. I would leave my bedroom door open, which she had to pass to get to Emma's room. I would leave it open, and that was our little signal that she was supposed to come in and lay with me first and cuddle me and kiss me and touch me. And I would touch her before she would go back to her girlfriend's room. Fuck. Oh my god. It sounds really bad, but I promise it was all good in the end. Move that so it doesn't make noise. It was all good in the end. They had a kind of open relationship. Oh, but at first it was this sneaky thing. Jess would come in my room and she would close the door quietly. And she'd get into bed next to me. And I would always be wearing these short little pink polka dot pajama shorts because I know how much she liked my ass in them. And they would pull up really, really nicely and the material would nestle between the lips of my pussy and give me kind of like a camel toe. But it looked good, and she liked playing with the lips of my pussy over my shorts. Before she ever actually touched me, it was such a fucking tease. I would be licking and sucking on her tits, squeezing them. They were so fucking big and soft and squishy. She would be touching my lips over my shorts. Oh my god, making me so fucking wet. I would soak the fucking shorts and she wouldn't stop. She would just keep rubbing me. I sucked on her tits. my neighbors are outside. She would rub me over my shorts until they were fucking soaked. They'd be all creamy and wet, and she would just keep pushing them further and further up, pushing them between my lips, and then she would pull the material and rub it against my clit and make me buck my fucking hips. This is before she ever touched my naked pussy, so it was just this fucking massive tease. Like, I wanted so bad for her to slide her hands under my waistband or up the opening in the legs. I wanted to feel her fingers on my clit. I wanted to feel them inside of me. Fuck. Like, right now, I have this dildo buried in me. The balls are against my ass, and I have my legs squeezed shut. So I'm just full of this fucking toy while I rub my clit and move my hips. Feel it stretch me. Oh, I just love being full. Oh, shit. Jesus. So many nights, we would just tease each other. We would make out. We would play with each other's tits. We would get each other fucking dripping wet. A couple times she would finger me. She would rub my clit until I came. She would make me come, and then she would kiss me, and she would rub my, like, push, what's the word I'm looking for? She would, like, gently, like, move my hair out of my face, and she would kiss me all over my face so fucking lovingly. She would kiss me on the lips, and she would kiss my nipples. Give them a couple quick little sucks, and then she would crawl out of my bed. She would leave my room and close the door, and then she'd go into Emma's room and get into bed with her girlfriend, and I would lay there and fucking finger myself or fuck myself. I didn't have any toys at the time, but I would fuck myself with the handle of my hairbrush. Or like a little bottle for lotion. I put it inside of myself and fuck my pussy, knowing she was next door with Emma, thinking about me. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh yes. Jesus. Oh my god. Really crept up on me. Yeah. I really, really liked that. I liked those days. Living with them. Holy shit. Yeah, I really am. I really enjoyed hooking up with her. I haven't hooked up with a girl since her. Well, technically since her and her girlfriend. We got drunk one night. And we had a threesome. And it ended pretty abruptly because both Emma and I were too drunk and got sick. Turns out when you're laying on your back with your head over the edge of the mattress, well, two girls, oh my god, are just doing the fucking work on your body. It's really, really easy to fucking lose yourself and get a little, like, little dizzy. But it was fucking fun, this, like, sloppy, slutty, messy, horny threesome between me and these two girls. Just grabbing each other and touching each other and kissing and scratching and biting. Oh, fuck. Emma was a little fucking firecracker. The reason we even had the threesome was because Jess had gone outside with my roommate to talk. Our other roommate. And Emma crawled up onto my lap. And she straddled me and she faced me. And she started kissing me. She started clawing at my neck and my collarbone and my chest. And then she kissed down my neck and my chest. And she was biting me and sucking all away. And she left fucking marks. Scratch marks, bite marks, hickeys. She was a rough little thing. And Jess happened to walk back in while I had my hands on Emma's hips and was holding her against me while she kissed and licked and sucked and bit me. And Jess just walked in and took one look at us and said, "Downstairs now," which is where our bedrooms were. So Emma got off my lap. She grabbed my hand and took me downstairs. Oh, and the details are a little blurry. But it was pretty quick that I was on my back on the mattress and they were taking my clothes off. And I was helping them take theirs off. Oh my god. Oh my god. They were all over me. They both were all over me. And I was just laying there enjoying the feeling of these sexy fucking girls using me. Jesus Christ. Oh my god. Yes. Fuck. To run out of there because I got really dizzy. Oh, shit. Oh. Yes. I'm all fucking sweaty now. But I want to come again. I want to come again and again and again. I'm so fucking greedy for it all the time. I'm such a horny little slut. I like being dirty. I like being kinky. I like fucking and sucking. Oh, and I like fingering. I like putting my fingers in a girl's pussy and watching her react. I like stroking and sucking and fucking boys. I like fucking myself with my fingers or with a dildo or with an inanimate object. A hairbrush, or a lotion bottle, or a cucumber. Whatever is long and hard and phallic. Whatever I can stretch my fucking pussy around and fuck myself with. Such a fucking nasty slut. Oh my god, a greedy little fucking whore. Holy shit. I want to come again. I want you to come with me. God, if you fucking haven't yet, you better come with me. Please. 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 I want it. Please come with me. Give mommy your cum. Give it to me, baby. Please. Yes. Yes. Give mommy your cum. Fuck. Pull this toy out. Fuck. Thank you. For being such a good boy and playing with yourself. And hopefully for coming with me. Oh, shit. I love, after I'm done coming a bunch, just pulling my knees to my chest. And wrapping one arm around my legs. And just holding my toy and lightly pushing the head of it between my lips. I like fucking my entrance with the head of this toy. Feeling all my fucking juices, all my cum run down my fucking ass. I hope my neighbors didn't hear me. I guess it's not the worst thing if they did. I've certainly come louder from talking about far more inappropriate things. You know what I'm gonna do, actually? I'm gonna take this toy and put it back in my little sex toy drawer. I got a lot of stuff in there. I've got a ball gag, a spider gag, a pinwheel, a magic wand, a little fairy clit vibrator, some butt plugs, a belt, a blindfold. Got a lot of stuff. Little vibrators. This one was a gift. A dog cock dildo. Yeah, a lot of stuff in there. Anyway, that's not what I was gonna do. What I was gonna do for us to cool down after that. Tell my good boy to come lay with me. And we can do some aftercare. Oh, where we just lay here together. And I tell you to put your head on my chest. That's it, baby. Just rest your head on mommy's chest, on my soft, warm tits. And I'll just gently, slowly run my fingers up and down your body. I want you to take a deep breath and just feel how much I love you. I gently caress you and hold you. All tired out from coming, both of us. And now we're just laying here, warm and cozy. Your mouth on mommy's nipple. Yeah, just suck gently, rhythmically. Oh, drinking up mommy's warm milk to make your body feel nice and relaxed. Gently nuzzling in closer. with one arm. Stroke your hair back. And plant kisses on your forehead and on the crown of your head. Holding you close, touching and rubbing you and showing you how much mommy loves you. Excuse me. I love laying here with you. Just being present in our bodies, present with each other. Oh, my wonderful son just nurses from me after a nice, intense orgasm. Good boy. That's it, baby. That's it. Good boy. Mommy could fall asleep like this. Do you want that? Baby, you want to fall asleep in mommy's arms with your head on my chest and your mouth around one of my hard, sensitive nipples, sucking and licking, kissing. Oh, good boy. Remember the feeling of mommy's fingers up and down your back, up your side, over your shoulder, and down your arm. Back up your arm, up your neck, and over your cheek. Perfect son. Very good boy. Very, very good boy. That's it, sweetie. I'm gonna end this, okay? Mommy's messy now. Messy and sweaty and wet. I'm gonna go clean up. And you should do.